News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It's the Wizard of Oz. We're off to see the wonderful Wizard of Oz, but not in Kansas.
Not in Kansas. In Las Vegas. One of my favourite places in the entire world.
Really?
I'm the least Vegas person who's ever existed, but there is something...
I wouldn't have thought you were a...
magical about it.
I've never been, never want to go.
I've been 14 times. all for work. But it is the best crack place in the world, even to work. But there's something special coming in the next few days. So on Wednesday of this week, a reimagining of The Wizard of Oz is taking to Sphere. Now, everyone will remember Sphere. You two were the first act to play in the 2.1 billion venue when it opened a number of years ago. I was lucky to be there. That's one of the times I was in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And it is the most incredible sensory overload experience you will ever have in your entire life. And so after you two finished, there was a bit of discussion as to what exactly will happen with the venue after that, because not just anyone can play. You can't go in there with an acoustic guitar and just stand there. You have to make the most of all of the elements. So recently, Backstreet Boys had a residency there. But as I say, on Wednesday, Warner Brothers, the team at Sphere, people at Google's DeepMind, which is their AI division, and a whole host of other people, 2,000 other people, have been working for 2 years to upscale aspects of Wizard of Oz, to change the seats so that they have haptic feedbacks. You know, that little buzz that your phone does when it rings if you have it on vibrate? The chairs will do that. There will be a whole host of sensory effects so that when certain things in the film happen, not only do
I think you don't have to worry about spoiler alerts at this stage.
It's only been out since 1939, Shane.
I think we're okay.
No, but when there are, you know, when there's the hurricane, when the monkeys are flying, all of that, you will not only see it, you will feel it. And given the design of Sphere, which is the size of 3 American football pitches back to back to back, that's how much screen space we're talking about here. You are absolutely going to feel every single element of this.
I heard some really funny stories last week about The Wizard of Oz when they were making it. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the flying monkeys attacked loads of the cast. There was all sorts of injuries. There was all kinds of things like that. And apparently, the Munchkins went on the absolute tear for the whole of the film. And there was all kinds of incidents around that too. Wow. Apparently, it was bedlam.
Well, you see, I think you will get an element of this bedlam because you're going to be in Las Vegas, you're going to be in Sphere, and like this, I think, is the perfect film because they
have
enhanced.
I agree. I think it sounds amazing.
What's going to happen is did you ever go on a ghost train? You know, in one of those little fairs, and some chap in a black cloak pops out and you think, oh, this is 3D and whatever.
I'd have freaked out.
This is going to feel like that. Now, I did hear of one Misery Guts. Now, it wasn't in the headlines at 8:30, but one Misery Guts who said he wouldn't take a free trip and free tickets to go see this once in a lifetime incredible feat of technology.
I don't know who you could be referring to. Is it me, possibly?
I can't confirm or deny, but
I actually do think it sounds brilliant.
I think it sounds incredible, and I think we've had so much scary talk about AI, particularly in the context of the arts, but this is an example of this technology being used to enhance and to reintroduce this incredible piece of cinema to not only an audience who loves it, but potentially a whole new audience as well. Now, it goes without saying it's going to be expensive, with around $104.
I was going to ask you, how much?
$104 is the starting price for tickets. So you can imagine it will be pretty expensive.
That's still doable. I mean, I'd say it's one of those immersive things, isn't it?
It is. And I don't think you'll ever see anything like it again. I'm still not over seeing you two at Sphere. The way, because of the shape of it, you know, you've got content coming at you from every single angle. And the fact that they've gone the extra mile to engage technology in the seats, in the sound, I just think I would love to go.
Okay. All right. Well, shoot, you'll probably be there in a few weeks' time.
Are you sending me?
Your 15th time, is it?
If you're sending me.
How does she get 15 times and you don't even get sent once?
I'm the favourite child.
Well, there is that. There is
definitely that. Jess Kelly, thanks indeed for that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.